Heidi Taza, good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Steve.
How are you today?
I'm doing perfect.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I go to St. Peter Chanel Catholic Church in Roswell. I've been attending there, I'd say, about 20 years. I am married to Ken for 36 wonderful years. I have two lovely daughters, Heather and Caitlin, that went to Queen of Angels Catholic School. I also have a grandson that's 3 months old. His name is Carson. So that's like the new joy and love of my life. He's so cute. He was just baptized on Sunday. And I was really impressed because the godfather is Father Paul from St. Peter Chanel. So it was really nice to have Father Paul as the godfather, and then my daughter, one of my daughters was the godmother, and then we had Father Martin officiate the baptism. So that was really nice. It was just a beautiful baptism. My grandson is just the joy of my life right now. I'm just enjoying him tremendously.
You know, I think they always make the joke, if I known how much fun grandchildren were, I'd had them first.
Yes.
Of course, it doesn't make any sense.
It's so true. It is so true. I mean, it's great because you can love them and hug them, and then when they start crying, give them back to the parents. And it's a great feeling. I love being a grandmother for the first time.
And Matt, do you have grandchildren?
I do. I'm actually married for 37 years.
36?
37? Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, I got you both beat. I've been married for 21 years.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, a little ways to go.
Yeah, my wife and I have two daughters, and both daughters have two kids. And to your point, Heidi, those grandchildren, they're just bright lights in our life. We have so much fun with them, and it really helps to understand what it's like to be in the present moment when you're playing with your grandkids, because they are just beautiful expressions of love and the here and now. Yeah, the four, I guess I should call them out: Caden and Jackson, Madison and Elliot. They're just fabulous.
Wonderful, wonderful. Folks, if you love your grandchildren, you know, you want them to be in the church, you want to give them that faith. Mm-hmm. And one way to help give them that faith is to have them listen to Catholic Radio. Matter of fact, when you're driving around in your car and you have your grandchildren, you're taking them out for ice cream, you should be listening to The Quest, right?
That's right. That's right.
And if you want to continue this work, Heidi, could I have you get that phone number out too, out there?
Phone number is 470-508- 1160.
And you can also give online at thequestatlanta.com. Go ahead and let us know your grandchildren. We can pray for your grandchildren, whatever you like. You know, many of us have family members that are away from the church.
Mm-hmm.
So let us know, the stories that we can share and pray for you and your grandchildren. I have no grandchildren. My oldest children are 20 years old, but I am from a family of 13 children.
Wow.
And my parents have 56 grandchildren.
Wow.
Because of we're all married and have six or seven children. So I have a brother who has 10 children. But it's just when family is awesome. When we get together, we have a great time. So, and that's what we're here. Catholic Radio is all about family. This is family, building family, support family. So help us do that. 470-508-1160, or give online at thequestatlanta.com. Heidi, let's talk a little bit. We just came out of the Divine Mercy chaplet, and you had shared over the break a little bit about some of your favorite programming on Catholic Radio. Let's talk a little bit about that. The Divine Mercy chaplet, Father Ricardo, what do these do for you in your life?
Gosh, the Divine Mercy chaplet is probably one of my favorites. And the reason I like it is because, first of all, I just love the Divine Mercy prayer. I've been doing it for years. But it's really nice because on my phone, I put an alarm on. And I put it on for 2:58, and so that gets me ready. And then as soon as my alarm goes off, what I do is I put on The Quest. Like if I'm anywhere, if I'm doing laundry or in the car, and it's really nice because I have the app. And so I'll take my cell phone, and I also have Alexa too as well. So so anywhere I am, if it's coming close to 3 o'clock, I'll prepare myself, and I'll tell Alexa to put The Quest on. And then the Divine Mercy Chapel will come on, and it's just so wonderful. And I try to do that every day, and it really makes a difference in my life. It calms me down. It focuses me on prayer during the day. A lot of times I get so busy in my life, but when I do the Divine Mercy Chaplet, it just, okay, I need to calm my day down and think of the Lord and just think of Him. And that prayer just, it just impacts me so much. And so it really has a lot of deep meaning for me.
Absolutely. Matt, do you have a favorite program on Catholic radio or a favorite time to listen?
You know, I've listened to Father Jim quite a bit. I think he's Tuesdays at 2 o'clock, and he's always been inspiring for me, you know, and that's one of the things that's so great about the Quest is that you flip it on and it, almost any time of day, you will find something that will change the trajectory of your day in a positive direction. And that's really something we need more and more of these days.
Yeah.
So, I would say that's it. But realistically, I listen, you know, sporadically when I'm in the car. But yeah. I always find something that's meaningful to me. Call to Communion's a great one. I mean, I was listening on the way over. And I love listening to the Quest.
Yeah, Dr. David Anderson. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I just know for me, one thing I love about the Quest is there's been times over the years that I go to a formation and learn about, you know, God and just all these questions that come up. And sometimes I say to myself, I got to look that up and find out that answer. And then all of a sudden the Quest will come on. I'll put the Quest on and they answer my question. I mean, it's just like, oh my gosh, is that God talking? I mean, that's what I just like, oh wow, I can't believe that. That amazes me with the Quest. A lot of times they'll answer my questions, you know, that I want to look up, and Father Richard Ricardo, he'll answer my questions, and I'm like, okay, God, you're talking to me, thank you.
Yeah, I've actually had some experience for myself is you know, traveling and driving, and you turn on, flip on the radio station, and the answer right there is boom. It's like I only needed to listen for 5 minutes, and I got the answer.
And it's just like it's just kind of like you're taken back. You're like, whoa.
Yeah. The other thing I love about Catholic radio too is it kind of has that home feeling. As soon as you turn it on, it's like these are my Catholic friends. Mm-hmm. You know, these are my people. These are the people who are journeying with me in the faith, and that's what I love about the personalities on EWTN and Catholic Answers, and you know the Ave Maria radio shows. I've met a number of these people, and you've probably met a number of them too in this area. They're just normal Catholics who are trying to do the Lord's work. They're not, you know, they don't put on airs. They're not, you know, unapproachable. They're just normal folk who are trying to do this great work. And you walk in like, oh, Teresa Tomio, hey, how are you, Dr. Ray Granny? It's like, hey, Steve, how are you doing? He's like, they're just normal folks.
Right.
And I love that. There's no, you know, the only superstar in Catholic radio is Jesus Christ. And so that's what I love about it. It's kind of coming home. So, folks, every time you join the Quest here, you're home. So welcome home. And we want you to give us a call, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or visit us online at thequestatlanta.com. Heidi, let's talk a little bit about your involvement in Regnum Christi. Give us you said you were involved with that about 17 years.
Yes, so I've been involved in Regnum Christi, and it's part of the Legionnaires of Christ. They're a priest order that is just awesome. They're just amazing. They've really helped me grow in my spiritual life over the years, and it's just a great community. They have a huge community here in Atlanta, and every week I get together with about 8 women that are also in Regnum Christi. They're all over. There's different sections of the town that have that have Regnum Christi, and this group I've been with for years. And it's great because we just, we read the gospel and we talk about it. And what I like about Regnum Christi is they're doers. We will have an apostolate every week. So, you know, every week there'll be something apostolic that we'll do, whether it's go and pray in front of the abortion clinic, whether ask somebody to confession, ask somebody to go to Mass. And I love that. And the Legionnaires are really good because once a month we have a formation, morning of reflection, they call it. And they will form Regnum Christi members, which I am, and our job is to go out and re-Christianize the world. And I just love that. And they're just so good about forming us. so we can go out and form others and bring them closer to Christ. And it's just this family that we have, and it's amazing. It's just really helped me in my spiritual journey and getting closer to Christ.
So do you do that as a couple?
No. Well, they have a women's section and they have a men's section. My husband Ken belongs to the men's section, and they meet on Saturday mornings. I belong to the women's section, and we meet on Monday nights. But there's 8 to 10 women. But there's other women it's all over the world. Regnum Christi's all over the world, but in the Atlanta area, I don't know how many women sections there are, women teams there are. There's a lot. I'm a team leader. I've been a team leader for years. I enjoy doing that. And then once a year we go on retreats. And all are welcome on retreats, but the Legionnaires of Christ, they're focused on retreats. Their formation is 12 to 14 years. Of formation, and they more focus on retreats and missions, and so the retreats are awesome, and they're silent. And of course, this first silent retreat I went on years ago, I didn't think I could do it, but I love it because you're there for Christ. You're there to learn about Christ. You're not there to learn about the lady next to you, about where she's from, and all. You're there. It's all about Christ, and it's awesome going on a silent retreat. So the Legionnaires, they run that. And so it's amazing. And I do that once a year. And as Catholics, we should. And that's one thing I love about Regnum Christi is when I first joined the movement 17 years ago, I thought, oh, this is great. This is all new. And they're like, no, this is what we should be doing as Catholics, praying the Angelus, going, on yearly retreats. Getting involved in our church, which we all do. I try to do, volunteer work at the church and all this, Catholic things that we should be doing, and they just organize it for us, and it's great. And they just, motivate us to go out there and save souls. And that's what it's all about.
I love the fact that you mentioned that you are doers.
Yes.
Because a couple of weeks ago, the gospel was all about faith without works is dead. You need to live your faith. You need to get out there and show people how we as Catholics live. So one of the ways you can do that is by calling 470-508-1160 and donating to the quest. And of course, monthly donors are our lifeblood. They are really, really helpful. You can also go online to thequestatlanta.com. Do it now. Be a doer.
That's a great idea, Matt. I sure appreciate that, and thanks for putting the number out there. Matt, earlier you called out all the Knights of Columbus brothers to call in and give at least $10 a month. That would be a great idea. Continue to give us a call here at 470-508-1160, or as Matt mentioned, you can also give online, thequestatlanta.com. Our theme for this pledge drive is Saints, Heroes for All Time. So Matt and Heidi, I'd like to talk a little bit about that. Heidi, can you share with us who your favorite saint is?
Well, this year, my favorite saint is my favorite saint is Saint Joseph. He is amazing. I tell my husband he's the new man in my life. And he's like, he just rolls his eyes. Okay. But he is. Saint Joseph's the new man in my life. And really drew me to Saint Joseph is I did the consecration, 33-day consecration to Saint Joseph. Matter of fact, I loved it so much. I've done it 3 times. I've gotten my exercise group to do it. I got my Bible study group to do it. And then I got my church friends to participate. And so I did it 3 different times. And, of course, I grew up Catholic. I'm from a good Catholic family, youngest of 7. And I knew about St. Joseph. But when I did the 33-day consecration, I mean, I just couldn't believe I fell in love with him. It just stuff I didn't know about him. And it was amazing because at the end of the consecration, each time I did it, we all met at the church, the group I did it with. And twice we had a deacon come, and we just did the consecration. And just what I learned about St. Joseph and how devoted he was to the Virgin Mary. And I love that. And it's so good for families to experience that, especially in this day and age where families are just breaking down. and to see St. Joseph, you know, the head of the family, and you know, what he went through to protect Mary, you know. And I know I was in Egypt years ago, and I mean, people are brutal there. And it is true that St. Joseph had to protect Mary, you know, when he was in Egypt, and because they were brutal, you know, over 2,000 years ago, and they still are. I mean, they're very aggressive, you know, a lot of pagans there. And to see what Joseph did and protected his wife is, it was just a role model for me. And now every morning I bought a statue of the sleeping St. Joseph, and so every night, a lot of times, I'll put my prayer intentions under the sleeping St. Joseph. Wonderful. And I pray to him every day now.
Yeah, that's a great story. How about you, Terry or Matt? What's your who's your favorite?
Well, I go easy, I guess. It's St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta.
Oh, yeah.
I've been pretty involved with Respect Life Ministry, and she said something that just struck me to the core, and it says, if you want to change the world, go home and love your family. Think about that for a minute. Those people that you care about the most, go home and love your family. So yeah, she's inspirational to me. So this little woman who made such a difference in our current culture and continues to.
Absolutely. Folks, who's your favorite saint? Do you have a favorite saint? And I know in the church it's kind of like, oh, come on, don't make me choose one. Okay, you can have as many as you'd like, but we'd like to know who your favorite saint is. Give us a call. Let us know who your favorite saint is, maybe a little of your story, and make a pledge to the quest. Give us a call, 470-508-1160. We'd like to thank Father Paul Moreau, who called in actually before the break. He called in honor of Father Tim, who was on last hour. So, Father Paul, thank you for that. And also Larry and Lynn called in. But this hour, we've got a call or a pledge in online from Eileen. And she said, announce this hour. It was Heidi. It's for Heidi. So thank you, Eileen, for that online gift.
Thank you.
And then Paula also giving in honor of Heidi. So calling in or this hour, that was a phone call. And Edward and Michelle calling this hour in honor of Heidi. These are all in honor of you, Heidi. So thank you for putting the word out there.
Thank you.
Also online, Mara giving a gift. Mm-hmm. And where are these locations? Are Roswell, Canton, and in Canton and Roswell. Cecilia called in. And Ken called in saying, hello, Uncle Leo in New York.
Inside joke.
Okay. All right. Very good. Then we'll leave it inside.
Yes.
All right. And we also have a call here from Ken. And that was mm-hmm. the uncle. August called in honor of Heidi and Brenda giving online. So all your friends are, a few of your friends, I'll say all of your friends, are calling in. We sure appreciate that.
Thank you.
And a couple of them gave a monthly gift, so thank you so much for that. As Matt mentioned, a monthly gift is a great way to continually support the quest. So give us a call, folks, 470-508-1160, or give online at thequestatlanta.com. We are going to step away just for a couple of minutes here. To give you a chance to keep calling in and do a little reset. But don't go away from the radio, because on the other side, we're going to get into some deep spiritual journey with Heidi, conversation about how the Lord has been working in her life. And we're also going to have Matt do some more shout-outs to the Knights of Columbus. So don't go anywhere, 470-508-1160 or online, thequestatlanta.com. Help us continue this work. We'll be right back.
This is Deacon Jerry Kazin of the Archdiocese of Atlanta, and this is my favorite prayer. Let us pray. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, I fly to you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, do not despise my petitions, but in your great mercy hear and answer me. Amen.
The Quest presents Lesser Known Saints with Ken and Chuck.
Tell us about Saint Genevieve.
Born in Paris, France, Genevieve became a nun at the tender young age of 15 years old. When her hometown of Paris suddenly found itself under siege by Childeric, king of the Franks, she risked her own life and safety to go into the heart of the city to find food and supplies for those suffering from the ravages of the occupation. Years later, she would go on to face another dangerous conqueror, Attila the Hun.
As Parisians prepared to leave their homes, rather than face the wicked wrath of the barbarians, Genovese convinced them to stay in their homes and to pray instead. Today, it is still unknown why Attila the Hun did not attack Paris, sparing the city and its residents instead. Genevieve died in 500 AD. Her feast day is January 3rd, and she is the patron saint of disasters, as well as her beloved hometown of Paris, France.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
Let us offer a prayer of thanksgiving for the priests serving in the Archdiocese of Atlanta. Eternal God, we thank you for the blessings of our priests who represent you on this earth. Make them more greatly aware of the grace that you pour out through them as they minister the sacraments, and help them to fall more deeply in love with you after each and every Mass that is celebrated. Please strengthen them so that they may lovingly and courageously shepherd your flock. May we support the priests in the Diocese of Atlanta by offering them kind words, deeds, and assistance. We thank you, God, for the gift of your priests. Allow them to remain an example of your truth and a guide to all those he has entrusted to serve. We ask these things of you, our Lord, our eternal priest. Amen.
Please join us in a prayer to St. Michael the Archangel. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Welcome back, folks. This is The Quest, and this is our Pledge Drive Day 2. We are continuing our Pledge Drive, and with your support and your help, folks, thank you so much for your calls. We'd like to thank Brenda, who's calling in, a friend of Heidi, and August, who called in as a friend of Heidi, and also Lori called in, and she is also a friend of Heidi. Heidi, we like your friends.
Yes, I love my friends.
And if you want to be Heidi's friend, you can call in 470-508-1160, or you can give online, thequestatlanta.com. And Matt, over in the last half hour, threw out that challenge to the Knights of Columbus, Brothers of Knights of Columbus, to consider giving at least a $10 monthly gift. So Matt, can you give them that phone number? I think they missed the phone number.
They must have, because I'm looking at that and... Heidi, where are all the St. Bridget parishioners?
There you go.
And, of course, all the knights throughout our listening area. That phone number, again, is 470-508-1160. And if you didn't get it, it's 470-508-1160. Come on, folks, call in and support the quest.
You can also give online at thequestatlanta.com and on our mobile app. So give us a shout right now. My name is Steve Splonskowski. I'm in studio with Matt Curry and Heidi Taza, and we are visiting this hour about all sorts of fun stuff. Now we're going to turn to a little more, maybe a deeper topic. We want to talk a little bit, Heidi, about your journey of faith here. Where would you like to start?
Well, I'd like to start, I have cancer.
Okay.
I was diagnosed with cancer of the uterus back in 2016, and it's been an amazing journey. It's still not over, but back in 2016, I was diagnosed with cancer, and cancer does not run in my family. My mother's still 94. My father was, when he passed away, he was almost 90. And so it was a shock. It was a shock when I found out I had cancer, because it does not run in my family. So I said, okay, Lord, here we go. I just decided from day one I was going to offer this up, and I had people in mind that I was going to offer up my cancer for. So after the surgery in 2016, about a year later, I was diagnosed with a herniated disc. So for 1 year, I was treated as having a herniated disc. So I did everything from cortisone shots to epidurals to massages and acupuncture and you name it. And after the second cortisone shot in my back, the doctor said, well, we can do a third one. And after a year, I said, no. I said, I want to get this herniated disc. I want to have surgery. I want to get, you know, I don't want any more shots. It's not working. So I made an appointment with a neurologist. And when I went there, he took some x-rays of my back and he said, you don't have a herniated disc. You have a tumor. The cancer's come back. You've been misdiagnosed for 1 year. And what happened was, is when the tumor came back, it came back in my lower back, my lower left side. So immediately, I went into radiation, and I had 20 rounds of just intense radiation. And I went through that, and after that, about 3 or 4 months, it was great. Life was great. The tumor had shrunk, and then I guess 5 months later, it started growing back again, the tumor. So then at that time, and so in the meantime, with my spiritual director, I started, and I didn't know the tumor had come back at the time. That was in November is when my spiritual director said, let's read this book together called, it's by St. Ignatius, and it's called The Ignatius Adventure. And you read it with your spiritual director because it's very intense. Every week I get together with my spiritual director and we read and we talk about scripture, and it's a great book. So I decided to be committed to do this. It's like almost like 6 months of this it's a spiritual exercise by St. Ignatius of Loyola. It's called the 19th Annotation. And so I was committed, and because you have to pray probably for 45 minutes to an hour every morning. Well, I said I was committed. So then after I commit, then like 6 weeks later, I found out my cancer comes back again. So it was like, God is amazing how he works, because I was hesitant to do this because this is a big commitment. I'm like, I don't know if I want to do it. So I made that commitment, and it's just amazing how God works because So in November, December, I found out my tumor came back. So my oncologist said, let's do chemo. So in January of 2020, I was going to go through 5.5 months of chemo. And it was intense. I had to I started out going once a week to the infusion center, but then it ended up after a couple weeks going 3 times a week because I was having, they had to test my blood. I had to have lab works because my a lot of my test results were not coming back the way they should be. So I had to be tested. So I was going to the infusion center 4 times a week. So, in about the 6 weeks into chemo, I had an allergic reaction to one of the chemo drugs. It's called Taxol. And the story goes is I was with my friend. She took me to the she would take me to the infusion center, and after they gave me the Taxol drug, I've been taking it for about 6 weeks. All of a sudden, I started blowing up. My face was turning red. I'm just like blowing up. My friend goes, oh my gosh, Heidi, something's wrong. I'll go get the nurse. So she ran and got the nurse. The nurse came over and said, oh my gosh, you're starting to have an allergic reaction. I mean, I felt I was on fire. I mean, I just felt like somebody just had lit a match inside me. And so, so then all of a sudden the head nurse comes over and everything just shuts down. I mean, it's just like, oh my gosh, the infusion center, all these nurses just hover over me. I'm looking at these nurses and I'm like, oh my gosh. So I realized, okay, I got to be calm through this, because I mean, I'm just like turning bright red. And so the nurses were awesome. They're like my angels, I call them, at the infusion center. So what I did is I closed my eyes and I just started praying. I said, okay, dear Lord, you've got to get me through this. Going back to the St. Ignatius book that I was reading with my spiritual director, one thing that St. Ignatius believes in is when you're reading the Gospels, you want to be there in the scene. You want to be there in the moment. You want to put yourself in the scene, literally, from the smells of the bread cooking or the way they're dressed or, just you're in the scene. St. Ignatius is really big about that. So I had learned to do that with my spiritual director. That morning, I decided to, before I went into the infusion center, that morning when I was doing my morning prayers, I decided to have a meditation on the visitation where, Mary came to St. Elizabeth. So I was meditating on that. So when I got to the hospital and I had my allergic reaction, first of all, I started saying my prayers, my Catholic prayers, Hail Marys and full of grace. And the head nurse, he was so impressed. He goes, "You're just so calm." Because in the meantime, they're injecting me with drugs. They're trying to get this allergic reaction down. And I'm just blowing up. So then I just said to him, because I have God in my life. And he goes, "Oh, okay." And so in the meantime, he's explained to me what they're doing. They're pumping these kinds of drugs in me because I'm just like blowing up and just turning red. And so then all of a sudden I said to myself, okay, I've got to meditate on something. I've got to take this book from St. Ignatius that I've learned and I've got to meditate. So I decided to meditate on the visitation. So here I am, I'm in the scene. I've got the Virgin Mary, the Blessed Mother on my left, and St. Elizabeth on my right, and I'm in the middle. And we're rolling dough. We're making dough in this kitchen on a farmhouse table. And the Virgin Mary is dressed like a peasant, you know, lady. And we're just talking, and all of a sudden, I just start feeling pain in my back. It's just like something stabbing me in the back. And the head nurse had told me, he goes, "Heidi, you're going to feel this pain. Part of the Taxol, the reaction to it is back pain." So the Blessed Mother, she looked at me and she goes, "Heidi, sit down." So I put my rolling pin down and she said, "Start breathing." That's all she said is breathe. So next thing you know, I am breathing in and out really slow. And that's all I'm looking in her eyes. And that's all she's telling me to do is breathe. Nothing else. She's not telling me to offer it up. She just says, "Heidi, just start breathing." And so I start breathing and I'm breathing in and out very slowly. Well, the head nurse, he catches on and he says, "Oh my gosh, Heidi, that's great. Just keep breathing. And in the meantime, he's telling me, you know, this back pain's intense. This is part of what's going to happen. Hang in there. The drug should be kicking in. Of course, allergic reaction, it's fast. I mean, everything is happening really fast. And so, so I just start breathing and it gets me through the pain of what the allergic reaction is doing to me. And that's all she said was just keep breathing. And then eventually the pain went away, the redness, my swelling went down. And then I just opened my eyes and of course all these nurses, everybody's staring at me and I'm like, "Oh my gosh." And then my friend Shelly that had taken me, she goes, "I knew it. I knew you were praying and meditating." And it was just a neat experience to have the Virgin Mary tell me to breathe. And none of the nurses, I mean, they were awesome. They were amazing nurses, but nobody told me to breathe. And the person that told me to breathe was the Blessed Virgin Mary, which got me through that allergic reaction.
Wow.
And you know, just being in that prayer and being in the scene and just really just got me through that time. And I could talk about many other journeys that I went through with cancer, you know, battling cancer and during the chemo. And what was really sad is after it's amazing how God, I would pray every morning, you know, dear Lord, please put people in my path to, you know, to help me with this cancer, to get through it. And he would. And, you know, I couldn't name a couple of situations, but one situation was, is I was really depressed because I had went through 5.5 months of chemo. I lost my hair. I was sick. I had morning sickness. You know, everything you experience when you go through chemo. Well, after 5.5 months of chemo, I had a CAT scan and a PET scan, and it showed that the tumor did not shrink. It really didn't grow, but it didn't shrink. So I was just feeling sorry for myself. So I go into the infusion center my last day of chemo, and I was really depressed. And that's not like me. I'm not a depressed person. And the nurse, all these angels, she came to me and she says, Heidi, you have been so, she was just so positive. And she says, you have been so positive for the last 5.5 months. You have been so strong. You come in this infusion center and you're just so happy. You just bring a joy into this infusion center. And don't get discouraged. You're going to do fine. She said, because working with cancer patients for the last 11 years, I have seen so much cancer, and I have seen people, she says, you know, it can't be your diet, because I've seen heavy people, skinny people, people that are healthy, people that are not healthy come in here. But where I see the results in people that do well surviving cancer is people that have positive attitudes. That's where you see the results, and you have such a positive attitude. And she would just encourage me, and she says, don't give up, you'll do fine. And just, you know, God would put people in my path that would just encourage me. And another incident, just one more, is my hairdresser. I remember when I was told that my tumor had grown back, I got the call and I was having my hair done, and I told my hairdresser, I've got to answer this call. And the doctor told me your tumor grew back again. And so I just, it was like my, I just hung up, and the hairdresser, she was a great Christian lady, and we just started praying. And she just, and usually she always has, she's really busy, but that time she wasn't busy. And so we just started praying, and it just helped, you know, her being there and just, you know, having that experience of the doctor calling me. So in the, meantime, I had more radiation. And so what's happened is my tumors come back again for the second time. And with the radiation, it did shrink a little bit, but then now it's come back. I had a PET scan done 2 months ago, and it showed, of course, the tumor's coming back after all the radiation I had. I can't have any more radiation. They've done so much radiation. Can't you tell I'm glowing? I've had so much radiation, they can't do any more radiation on me. They can't do surgery because the tumor is entwined in my back. So they can't do surgery, they can't do radiation. Chemo didn't work. And so I talked to my oncologist actually a couple weeks ago, and I am going to start immunotherapy tomorrow. So hopefully pray that the immunotherapy will work. But with this going through the cancer journey, I do have to say I've offered it up. And I'm so blessed that the good Lord has let me see some of my fruits of my offering, of my, you know, what I'm going through since 2016. He's let me see some of my fruits of all my prayer and suffering. Some I think I'll probably have to wait till I get to heaven. Yeah. I'm blessed that I can go through this journey. Not everybody can say this. I do offer it up for the holy souls in purgatory. That's one of the, and I always feel like those people owe me.
Well, they're probably praying for you too.
Exactly. So I always say, okay, you know, I got you out of purgatory, you know, all my pain and suffering going through this cancer. But it's been a wonderful journey. And like I said, I could talk more about just how God has just put people in my life. Absolutely. And just the power of prayer. And I have so many people praying for me. you know, all my Regnum Christi sisters in Christ have been praying for me and masses. And it's crazy because I have all different religions praying for me. Mm-hmm. I go to my exercise class and one of the exercise ladies that I exercise with, she goes to a Bible study or Baptist Bible study class or whatever, and they have, so I have them praying for me. And I mean, it's I work at a crisis pregnancy center, so I have all denominations praying for me, and just the power of prayer. And I feel like the graces that these prayers have sent me, just to be calm when I was having that allergic reaction, to be calm when I find out for the, you know, second or third time my tumor is growing back. It's that peace that you have that only prayer, that only Christ can give you, you know, going through this journey.
Wow.
So, yeah.
If you're listening, you're hearing the voice of Heidi Tazen. Thank you, Heidi, for sharing that story. It's beautiful, and thank you for your faith, and know of our prayers for your continued journey.
Thank you. Thank you.
Folks, it's just, you know, the Lord is so present in our lives, and I really love the definition of the Lectio Divina that you mm-hmm. that you're doing there, and putting yourself in Scripture, and Our Lady being with you during that journey. It's just a beautiful reminder of how Christ is with us through everything. So, folks, you know, I just want you to continue to hope. That's our goal here mm-hmm. at the Quest, is to continue to bring you hope. And if you're not hearing the hope in Heidi's voice, I know you're hearing it, and that's what we want to do. You know, we all struggle. We have struggles in life, and we're here for you. So we also want to be here for others. So help us continue this work by giving us a shout here, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or check us out online at thequestatlanta.com. We did receive a gift from Gary in honor of Heidi, Martha, my friend.
Yes.
So there's probably an inside story there, too.
Lots of inside jokes going out. Thank you, Augie.
And Rich also giving in honor of Matt Curry. So there you go. Respond to your call out there. And this was from Father Tim was on a previous hour with his parents. And so Nancy and Bob called in to give in honor of Father Tim. You can give in honor of your saint, in honor of the stories that you're hearing here. If you're from St. Benedict's, St. Bridget, St. Peter Chanel, your kids go to Queen of Angels School, you know, call in. You have so many great things going on in your community. We want to be a part of that. The Quest wants to be a part of the great works that are going on. One of the great things about Catholic Radio is we raise all ships in the harbor. That's our goal. And so that's why only twice a year we're going to step away like this and ask for funds. The rest of the year we're going to focus on the work that you're doing and bringing you great programming from EWTN, Catholic Answers, and Ave Maria Radio. So help us continue this work by giving us a call, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or online, thequestatlanta.com. And as you mentioned, folks, if you want to look up, I actually have some cards here in front of me of the Lectio Divina. My children and I do the Ignatius Prayer. Mm-hmm. And take a look at that. It is a beautiful way to be with the Lord in Scripture. And we as Catholics sometimes are a little remiss in our relationship with Scripture. Although I think over the last number of years, we've been working on that hard in the church. And so look up Lectio Divina. And that's mm-hmm. a great way to pray, a great way to journey with the Lord.
Steve, there was a certain joy watching Heidi, tell her story. I mean, there's clearly she's got an attitude of gratitude, and I think we should all have that and embody it. So it was wonderful watching her eyes shut, and she was revisiting that very special moment. So if you've got somebody you'd like to make a tribute to, give us a call, 470-508-1160. Cancer sucks.
It does.
We know that. But
I'm going to fight it.
And it impacts lots of lives, and I'm sure everybody out there listening has had somebody that's fought the fight. So give us a call, 470-508-1160. Make it a tribute to somebody you loved, and you can also go online, thequestatlanta.com.
If you're just joining us in studio here, Matt Curry along with Heidi Tazen. My name is Steve. Sponskowski, also in studio with us, Dom Villano, and we are just sharing stories. We're talking about trying to encourage you and also encourage you to support this great work. You know, Heidi, let's talk a little bit more about the saints coming in to, you know, of course, our Lady and Elizabeth were part of your Lectio Divina. Other saints that have been journeying with you over these that last, well, about 5 years.
Well, a big saint of mine is Saint Monica. I love Saint Monica. We were best friends when my daughters were in high school. We were good friends. Those teenage years, I mean, I love my daughters, but, you know, teenage years are challenging. And Saint Monica, she was great. She just got me through. She got me through those years. So she's been another one. Saint Philomena. We have a devotion to her at St. Peter's Chanel every Tuesday evening, from 6 to 7. We've been doing that for 20 years at St. Peter's Chanel. And for 1 hour, we pray for the intercession of through the intercession of St. Philomena. She was, you know, was a martyr and just a great saint, especially for the youth. These young people need a good role model, and St. Philomena is just a phenomenal role model for young people. And so I you know, I just love her. I pray for her intercession all the time. So she's another one of my favorite saints. I have a lot of favorite saints.
Well, who's the patron saint of cancer? Is it St. Gymphna or no?
I can never say his name.
Peregrine.
Yeah.
Peregrine.
Peregrine. That's it. Peregrine. I hope I say it. Yep. Peregrine. Yes. Yeah. And at St. Peter's Chanel, there's a beautiful statue of St. Peregrine, saint for cancer.
Folks, if you're just joining us, we're all looking at each other in the studio because somebody walked in and started talking to us. We're like, what are you talking about? Live radio. Well, and we're talking about favorite saints here of Heidi. And you know, do you have a favorite saint, folks? Do you have a favorite saint or a number of favorite saints that you go to? Who's your go-to for prayer? Give us a call, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or online at thequestatlanta.com. Gretchen and Paul just called in and giving in honor of Heidi. So Gretchen and Paul, thank you so much for your gift. And folks, actually this hour, if you call in, we are going to offer you a gift certificate from a number of businesses that we have available. Chick-fil-A, Alessio's, J. Christopher's, The Pie Hole, Slopes Barbecue, let's see, The Tie House, Reveille in Marietta.
Reveille.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, that's like...
Yeah, exactly.
Reveille in Marietta, if only I could read. Crab Apple Tavern, and Instead of Flowers, a gourmet dinner delivered to your door. These are some businesses who have offered us gift certificates. So if you call in this hour, 470-508-1160, our gift counselors are going to offer you a gift card after you make a pledge. You can also give online at thequestatlanta.com. Matt, do you have some other saints that you favorite saints that you've reached out to?
Well, being that I'm a, you know, cradle Catholic, Saint Patrick has always been one.
Yes.
And of course, Saint Patrick and Saint Bridget were inextricably linked.
Yep.
In Ireland. So those two are always ones that I go to for help and intercession. They are they're consistent, and they're part of our culture.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Well, we are at the top of the hour. I do have to step away for a legal ID. Heidi Taza, thank you so much for sharing
your story and being with us this hour.
And I know, Matt, you're going to come back with us in the next hour to help us continue that. Folks, thank you so much for your calls. We are going to leave our phone lines open, and our website will still be active over the break, so continue to give us a call. 470-508-1160, or you can give online at thequestatlanta.com. You are listening to AM 1160 WCFO East Point, Atlanta, The Quest.